Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 76 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be sharing 10 AAC tips. October is AAC Awareness Month. In this episode, I will be sharing 10 AAC tips, which will be super helpful for you. So to begin with, what is AAC? AAC stands for Augmentative and Alternative Communication. Many children on the spectrum struggle with using verbal speech to communicate. They might use signs, gestures, AAC devices, pecs, or they might pull you towards the things they want or need. So they use multimodal forms of communication. We all communicate for a variety of reasons. We don't communicate only for requesting. We communicate for protesting, to ask and answer questions, commenting, greetings, expressing our feelings and our preferences, our likes and our dislikes. There are many myths about AAC. It is very important to debunk them. The first myth, using AAC devices will hinder speech development. This is untrue, as using AAC device helps with speech development and reduces frustration and anxiety. It actually helps with speech and language development. Number two, there are certain prerequisites to use AAC. This is untrue, as there are no prerequisites to use AAC. Anyone at any age can use AAC. Number three, only a speech therapist can use AAC with the child. This is untrue. Using AAC is a family affair. It's a new language for the child and everyone else. They need to see us using their language to communicate with us. We have to use it in all environments and places for a child. With autism, to be successful, we need to constantly model using AAC device for the child. Now I'm going to share some tips. So first, AAC device is your child's voice. If possible, always have a dedicated AAC device for your child so they know it's their voice and they don't use it to play games or watch videos. Number two, always make sure that the device is charged properly. Slowly over time, teach your child to start taking this responsibility. Number three, always have a low-tech backup of your child's device. The way you will do this is you will take screenshots of the most important pages in your child's device, print them and make it into a book, or you can also put it in page protectors. So in case the device breaks or malfunctions, you forget to charge it or to forget to send it to school, your child always still has a way to communicate. Number four, it is your child's voice. We need to make sure we carry it with us at all times, in all environments and locations, so the child always has a way to communicate. Number five, if your child only has one device or iPad to communicate, set up a guided access on the device so the child cannot get out of the AAC app to go and play games or watch videos. Number six, always make sure we give our child access to a robust vocabulary. Don't limit the buttons to just four or six. So all your child can do is only request. In the beginning, you can hide certain buttons, but still your child needs access to a robust vocabulary. Number seven, do not change the locations of the icons on the child's device. as they need to develop a motor plan to navigate the device. If you keep on changing the locations of the icons, the child will have difficulty in navigating the device. Number 8. As a parent, learn everything you can about your child's device. Learn how to model using the AAC during different activities, daily routines. You don't need to press every button while you are speaking. Press a couple of key buttons while communicating with your child. Number 9. Literacy is very important for an AAC user. It is not possible to program every word on your child's device. It is very important that we give AAC users access to a keyboard so they can type and still communicate with us if certain words are not programmed on your child's device. Read books with them. There are lots of early books which are already pre-programmed in some of the AAC apps. Number 10. Make sure the child's device has a mix of core words and French words. Core words are words which make 80% of our language. They consist of verbs, pronouns, adjectives, and prepositions. These words can be used in multiple contexts and multiple situations. Most common core words are I, go, in, want, more, help, stop, yes, no, open, close. French words are words which are mostly nouns. They can't be used in multiple contexts or settings. Example can be cookies, chips, puzzle, toys. These words are words which can be personalized to your child. They cannot be used to make sentences. So focus on modeling core words as it will help our child learn to be better communicators. So AAC is a new language for your child. They need to see us communicating with their AAC device. This is called aided language input. So you as a parent will be your child's communication partner. So in the beginning, you will have to model the device for the child without any expectations. Some children might pick it up fast or some children might need some more time. And so over time, once the child sees everybody using their device to communicate or using their language, then slowly maybe the child will take the lead to communicate. So I hope these tips will be super helpful for you. If you find this episode useful or helpful, kindly share it with other parents. Leave me a review or a rating in Apple Podcast or Good Pods or Spotify, which will help my podcast to reach more autism parents. Thank you. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.